Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
And good morning. This is Bella and Ari with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, plans for a West End Community Health Hub have been abandoned. The deal was struck under the former Labour administration, but was not carried forward with Queensland's new administration, citing a lack of funding for capital works and operational costs. Once serving as West End's police station, the Boundary Street Heritage Queenslander was set to be the elite for the health hub. Queensland Police Service confirmed the site was transferred back to QPS in 2025 after it was assessed as not fit for the purpose for a community services hub. Further detail on how the not fit for purpose determination was made was not provided by QPS or the minister's office. A commercial real estate agent has been provided to manage the sale. The site was set to transform into a health and housing hub for people experiencing homelessness and a disadvantage in Brisbane's inner south.
And a local cattle, sheep and goat farmer has just spent almost 4 weeks in hospital after being diagnosed with rhabdospirosis. A bacterial disease that is spread through the urine in infected animals was believed to be contracted by Jeffrey Seckham of Muddaburra after completing routine preg testing on newly purchased cattle. After experiencing standard flu-like symptoms such as a runny nose, achy joints and strong fatigue, Mr. Seckham soon realised after days of deterioration at home that something was severely wrong. Within an hour at Longreach Hospital, doctors acted quickly to recover Mr. Seckham from septic shock and work towards a diagnosis. After testing him with a broad spectrum of antibiotics, the healthcare professionals confirmed the contraction of leptospirosis. Having since been returned home, Jeffrey's wife, Taryn Seckham, released a statement on Facebook writing, "He is now home recovering well and getting stronger every day."
In national news, given announced changes in the 2026 to 2027 federal budget, the real estate industry is looking at how to navigate these shifts. Real estate bodies have projected significant increases to rent. Referencing economic consulting and modeling firms, the Real Estate Institute of Australia claims that instead of the $2 increase that the Treasury's estimate stated prior, is potentially looking at 350% more, $9. This is in conjunction with drops in gross domestic product, housing supply, and construction jobs. There is also an emphasis on negative gearing, specifically for newly built homes. These changes would be pushed from July 2027 onwards. So many investors are thinking of increasing rents, Ray White CEO Avi Khan says. I think what we need to encourage is more housing supply from the government. If you're going to affect housing, the first thing you need to do is affect more supply. And place new farm agent Aaron Woolard says there will definitely be investors who potentially sell or restructure their portfolios, particularly those who've always factored negative gearing into their strategy, but the buyers we're dealing with are far more focused on long-term capital growth.
And moving to travel, commuters in far north Queensland say public transport sometimes works well, but it can also be unsafe and unreliable. At the Cairns City Bus Interexchange, commuters describe a network that sometimes works well, but spoke about late buses, cancellations, services not reaching their suburbs, or feeling unsafe. Earlier this year, the union submitted a provisional improvement notice to the state government and bus operators calling for a review of the Cairns network. Transport Workers Union organiser Craig Hards said bus timetables had failed to keep pace with growing demand, leaving drivers struggling to maintain schedules. Advocates say upgrades to timetables and more infrastructure will help create public transport that more people would want to use.
In international news, an Australian mother of four is being held in Victoria state custody after appearing in court on Thursday, charged with traveling to Syria in aims to join the Islamic State group. Ryan Al-Huli, 34, allegedly traveled to Syria with her family between 2013 and 2014 to join the IS. She and her family were then captured by Kurdish forces in March 2019 before being returned to Australia last September, 8 months after she was arrested at a residence in Melbourne. Appearing in Melbourne Magistrates Court, Al-Huli was charged with joining a terrorist organization along with entering and remaining in a declared conflict zone. Each charge carries a potential maximum of 10 years in prison.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is currently cloudy with a high chance of no rain. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is non-existent and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.